With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. You wouldn't hide money from your spouse or live-in partner, right? Right? Well, statistically, you just might be. We'll break down the numbers in a moment. First, these money and market stories you should know. New federal and state laws are directing banks to take a more active role in addressing frauds and scams that target older customers, and the banks have turned up a substantial amount of financial abuse. U.S. banks reported a record 24,454 suspected cases of fraud to the Treasury Department against the elderly last year. That's a 12% jump over the year before. And the problem isn't likely going away. An average of 10,000 Americans turn 65 a day. That's a pace expected to continue through 2030. Now, to try to stem the problem as best they can, the banks are ramping up training programs for employees on how to detect, stop, and report issues without violating a customer's privacy. And the most expensive home ever sold in the U.S. goes to billionaire Ken Griffin. The Wall Street Journal Real Estate Bureau reports the hedge fund manager closed on a New York City penthouse for roughly $238 million. The 24,000-square-foot apartment is in a yet-to-be-completed high-rise overlooking Central Park. Griffin first signed a contract to buy the unit in 2015, and closings only recently commenced, now that the building is nearing completion. His purchase, by the way, breaks the previous record set in 2014, when hedge fund manager Barry Rosenstein paid $137 million for a home in the Hamptons. Does the phrase for richer or poorer include hiding money from your spouse or partner? Well, it turns out that 29 million Americans are hiding a checking, savings, or credit card account from their significant other. That's the result of a survey by creditcards.com, and analyst Ted Rossman is here in our studio to discuss. So, Ted, this could be a make-or-break incident for a marriage. More than half of those surveyed view financial infidelity as worse than romantic infidelity?
Financial infidelity is a big deal. So just to break that down a little bit further, we found that 20% of people think that financial cheating is outright worse than physical cheating. And then 35% think they're about the same. So that's where we got that. Added together, 55% think that financial infidelity is at least as bad, if not worse, than physical infidelity. These are big numbers.
And this is probably the product of people married or otherwise not having honest conversations about money.
Communication is so important here when you're talking about big life decisions with your spouse or partner. I think the biggest reason why people hide accounts is that they're ashamed of something. They're either ashamed of the way they spend their money, or they think you're going to react in a negative way, or they're ashamed of some debt they've incurred in the past or a blemish on their credit score. Some skeleton in their financial closet. I think sometimes people find it easier to hide it than to be upfront about it. And that's a bad idea, because if your secret does get out, it really undermines trust. You know, you think about if you're married to somebody for years and all of a sudden you learn about some financial account that you didn't know was there, that's going to undermine trust in a far greater way. The other person's going to start to think, well, what else don't I know? I thought I knew this person. And what other secrets does he or she have? And that's really not a path you want to go down.
And we should point out that there probably are other reasons besides being ashamed and feeling that you're not a good money manager, that you're hiding money from your spouse. But that's not this kind of show. Well, you tackle that on another show. But you make a good point about how people just might be embarrassed to show that the money has dwindled, or they haven't invested properly, or they feel like they can't manage it properly. But, you know, this is something that really should be on the top of people's minds, especially when you consider that Americans have dangerously low amounts of savings. Talking and planning can go a long way.
We find that the government shutdown, I think, is a good example of this, where people miss one or two paychecks and it's a catastrophe. And the Fed has numbers that 40% of Americans could not afford a $400 emergency expense. It's not even that big of an emergency. You could easily have a home or car repair or medical bill that's way more than that. So with that many people close to the edge, I think it underscores the importance of being upfront about your accounts. I mean, it's obvious how impactful a secret debt would be. Credit card rates are at their highest point ever, 17.5%. But secret savings is no picnic either. You know, sometimes people say to me that, I'd love it if my spouse had an extra $5,000 lying around. I'd be careful what you wish for there, because there's the trust factor, but there's also the opportunity cost of that money probably could have been put to much better use if you worked together on it. You could have saved more for retirement. You could have saved more for your kids' college. You could have paid down debt. You've got to be on the same page about these things. Millennials are the most likely to be hiding accounts. 28% of millennials are doing so versus only 15% of people who are age 38 and older. And I think we can come up with a few theories on that. One that I have is that millennials are more likely to have divorced parents than people from older generations. And I really do think that that has had a lasting effect, where millennials might say, well, I remember what happened when mom and dad broke up, and I'm just going to squirrel away a little money as my freedom fund, if you will, if the relationship doesn't work out. It's not a good idea because, one, it's assuming the worst, but also you're not working together with your partner on your shared financial goals and building trust. And these are all reasons why I think you should avoid that. I also think millennials, just by nature of being younger, they don't have as much life experience. They're not as far down the path, either in the relationship or in the career. So I think those are some other reasons why they may get off on the wrong footing with these secret accounts.
And there was some good news that came out of your survey. I guess some folks came to their senses. 5 million people used to hide money from their significant other, and now they don't.
Yeah, I'd love to know how many of those people came clean about it versus how many were outed by some sort of discovery. Maybe something came in the mail and the other person found it. That's a one that I hear about a lot that makes people come clean about financial infidelity. I would say that if you're worried that the other person might be hiding something, look for suspicious signs. Look for somebody who all of a sudden is guarding the mailbox like a hawk and really never used to care about it. Or, you know, if you tend to notice something out of the ordinary with their wardrobe, their spending habits, their checking the mail habits, these are all reasons to dig a little bit deeper.
All right. Good advice from creditcards.com analyst Ted Rossman, who's here with us in our studio. Ted, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.